Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here we are. I made it back. I'm still fighting that doggone bug, but that's all right. I'll keep on working through it. I'm debating whether or not I should just go to urgent care and get a Z-Pack and kick it out, or keep on working with amoxicillin and being patient. Yeah, it's getting better, but it's too slow for me. Anyway, all that being said, I was watching things very closely because I had a feeling things were going to turn. Well, guess what? They did. Thank you, Jesus. So once again, we got things to be excited about. Now then, also I'm seeing a lot of shifting going on around about. There's a lot of old school people that think certain ways and new school people that think differently. And things are getting shuffled, so that's just like our Heavenly Father. That's not unusual. When God's people are at stake, God takes that very seriously. And I do get notified from some awesome listeners on pretty much what's going on out there and who's who in the zoo and who's in the hospital and all that other kind of stuff. So it's kind of sad, but what God will oftentimes do is he will take somebody home. In some cases, don't be sad. It's an Isaiah 57 thing because, you know, maybe they're saying things they should not be saying, and our time is too short, you know, and God knows what the timeline is. So do we. All right. So praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Want to go ahead and get right to it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Father. We ask for an anointing of strength. We pray that you will help us with our health. Help us with our remembrance to pray over every drink of water, every bite of food, to get the poisons out of it, to get the poisons out of the air, the poisons out of the fog, the fallen angelic effects that are happening across the world right now that everybody likes to call, you know, whatever they want to call them. But we've got a lot of creepy, weird things. As a matter of fact, I'm not so sure that Elon Musk isn't an alien. I've been thinking it over. And I remember what I got this published on tribulationnow.com. And yeah, there were some things. See, a lot of people don't realize this, but there are a whole bunch of species of other, you know, they're alien beings, fallen angels, that are, well, they look exactly like us. And you can't tell the difference. Now, some of them you can because they got funky ears or bald heads or whatever, Valthor and all these weird, creepy things. But things are not like they appear to be, folks. And we're going to open that can of worms up real wide tonight and discuss that against the Holy Bible, with the Holy Bible in our hands. And it's going to get you excited, because we have every reason to be excited, and we've been waiting a long time. A lot of people have been discouraged. I've been getting emails. I know how you have been feeling. It's you know, people can say whatever they want to say, but you know, the Bible never said anything about a pandemic coming. God never said anything about any of the things that have happened to us. God never said anything about Bill Gates. God never said anything about Fauci. God never said anything about Fort Detrick creating a some type of a freaky-deaky gain of function virus and it being dumped down upon people. God never warned me that Donald Trump was going to create, refunction plants and stuff so that they could create ventilators and then ultimately kill people with the ventilators. I mean, there's too many weird things that are coming to light right now, and we just don't have time to dilly-dally about. Okay, so that's one of the things that I think that makes this very exciting, at least for me anyway, hopefully for you, because we need that excitement. We need to get pumped. All right, that's important because that will motivate us to finish the race. If you're down in the dumps and you feel like, man, this is never going to come about, I'm doomed, and stuff like that, and I think I'll go back and listen to this person or that person because you're just not happy with the timeline, well, the Bible warns us about that too. That's not the behavior that our Father is looking for. You can behave like that. You can think like that if you want. I wouldn't recommend it, though. See, there's things that we can do. There's iniquity that we can have in our heart. There's positions that we feel in our hearts. Sometimes we feel like we're jilted by God. The Bible even has a scripture that says, when a man's ways brings his way to ruin, even his heart rages against the Lord. Okay, and so I think it's in Psalms. No, Proverbs, probably. But anyway, and you can look it up yourself. I'm a new King James fan. One of the reasons why I like the New King James is because, particularly Olive Tree Bible, with all of the advanced search features and all of the technologies that you can use nowadays, like I do, with multiple, I've got over 22 different translations of the Bible, and I can dig into the Greek and Englishman concordance and lexicons and commentaries and everything else under the sun, and it gives you a whole new perspective on things. And then throw in a little bit of Stephen Ben-Nun, a Hebrew rabbi who comes in and says, there are alien invasions in the Old Testament. Well, you pretty much got a bada bing, bada boom. So anyways, we're going down that pathway, and I think it's very, very exciting because we have finally, I was about ready to kick the wall the last couple of days. I really was, because things were looking crummy. I mean, they really were. It seemed like everything that Trump wanted was happening, and I'm like thinking to myself, this isn't adding up. Well, now it is. It really is, and I'm going to share that with you tonight. Father, we just pray that anything that is not harmonious with your perfect and holy will just roll away into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness and just not lodge itself into people's hearts, because it's not important. But the things that are in alignment with your perfect and holy will, Father and Lord Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus that they bless you, they bless your people, they get the people ready, they get them motivated, they help them to finish the race with a powerful thrust, because we are coming to a point of time that nobody has ever seen happen before. I actually showed the things that are happening around the world, and in just a handful of news reports to my boss, who I'm not even sure is a believer, and then I showed him the Bible verses, and he said, wow, that looks like they line up exactly right. And I was like, yup. So anyway, had a little fun with that. So praise God, he'll take care of those things. We just need to hang in there. If you got issues like I was having with dietary issues, depression and things like that come and go, different ones of us have different issues. I have some tendencies. One of my problems is vitamin D deficiencies. So I have to supplement those. Okay, I can't just go out and hang by the pool. I can't. Even my boss says, why don't you take your laptop out and hang out by the pool? And then I remembered why. I didn't think of it at first. And I was like, I remember. And I told him, I said, in Tampa, Florida, the sun is so bright that you can't see your laptop. You can't see your cell phone. That's a fact. So there ain't no working by the pool. So, or whatever. So anyway, I'll figure it out. I'll get my bike working real good, and I'll take some bike rides and stuff once everything gets set up, get rid of this, whatever it is I have. Oh, hold on. I got to get rid of priority one message from Starfleet on such and such a channel. Hold on just a second. I don't want this bugging at me. Get out of my face. It's trying to remind me to take my amoxicillin, but whatever. Okay, which I already did. I'm not quite sure how to help you. Oh, great. Now, shut up, Alexa! Okay, anyway, that's my secretary. She gets a little lippy sometimes. Okay. Oh, she's still lipping. That's right, because you're an idiot robot. Shut up. All right, sometimes she listens to that, sometimes she doesn't. She always has something to say. All right, so anyway, Father, we just praise you. We ask you in the name of Jesus together, all of us. We praise you for bringing us to the place that we are. We understand that you expect us to fight for holiness and righteousness in our lives, that it is a sanctification journey, that we are never going to be perfect, and we pray in accordance with Matthew 18:19, one of our favorites, Father. Jesus, thank you for it. When two or more gathered on this earth, anything of which they ask will be given to them by our Father. And I'm standing on that. I believe it. I hope you do too. And I hope you're praying that with me. And also Luke 21:36, just a couple of verses down the road about the one that we're going to be talking about tonight. Pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. And that verse, I used to struggle with it. I was like, how does that apply to the people in 1836? How does that apply to the people that thought they were in the Great Tribulation in the 1600s? It didn't. They didn't have the computer systems. They didn't have knowledge. Didn't increase Daniel 12. None of that stuff that occurred. Now, it's a reality. We all know it. We got supercomputers in our houses. Most of us. Actually, your cell phone's kind of a supercomputer compared to what we had back then. You know, they didn't have nothing back then. Anyway, so praise God. Let me go ahead and get down to the numbers because this is some really cool, important stuff. All right. Now, let me think about where I can go to get the things that I want. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I got this one little repository that I like to reflect over on. Let me see if I can pull that up because I like to share information with people. All right, so the first thing I would like you to do, let's start out with the Bible scripture and understand what is going on, and then you will understand what I'm going to share with you. Now, it is pretty important that you take the time to go to tribulationnow.com, scroll down probably two or three pages, I don't know how many pages, depending on your mobile device or your laptop, but you're going to need to scroll down until you see the big face of Donald Trump with a reptilian eye, okay? And then you need to drill into that, and you need to take a look at some of those videos. Because one of the videos that you're going to see is that Trump is a Scottish Rite. Scottish Rite. That's very important to denote. Do you want to know who one of the most evil people that ever lived was part of? The Scottish Rite. His name was Albert Pike. He was the author of Morals and Dogma, the actual satanic book, which is the Bible for all of the Masons. And he says in that book that he worships Lucifer. Guess who else is a high-ranking official on the Scottish Rite? Donald Trump. So not only is he a reptilian, but he's part of the Scottish Rite. So, I'm always a benefit of the doubt kind of guy. I watch what's going on, see what I'm seeing. But when I saw that Testament of Amaron from the Dead Sea Scrolls, Eye of a Viper, I knew. And then I started looking at things, and I saw, you know, I always wanted to give, even with the triangle hand symbol that Trump is so passionate about showing everybody every daggone, he sits down, bam. Hand signal. Eric Trump at the inauguration, while, you know, Elon Musk was looking around the room like he was in some sort of an alien trance, which I think he is. I really do. I think he's not from here. But anyway, he got slapped by his wife. He's like, knock it off, Eric. Stop it with the triangle. Right there in the inauguration. I got all that stuff on film. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. This is important because you got to be able to set your foundation. You have to be wise as a serpent. Most people don't know how to do that. A lot of people don't understand technology well enough to do the proper homework. So they operate against old understandings. Can't do that. We don't have time for it. All right, now, we you know, let's just cut to the chase because I don't want to have to, I'm hoping not to make this 2 hours long. All right, so if you will, turn with me in your New King James, if you have one. The beautiful thing about the New King James is it sets the reader straight. The translators did a fabulous job. Even Walter Vyth, who's very, very picky, and highly recommends the King James, which is far less accurate, I can assure you. The New King James does a fabulous job of using subtitles to kind of tell you what the meaning of the next several verses is about. This is very important because a lot of times it gets lost. People don't realize that a particular series of verses are actually judgments against Israel. They don't pick it up. They don't see it. Flies right over their head. After all, if we believe that Israel's good, well, we're all going to heaven. So let's put Israeli flags all over our churches, right? We're dealing with the synagogue scene. That's one of the reasons why all the people that have been basing their books and their information and their timelines and everything else against the founding of Israel in 1948, that was all a Schofield trick. He's a Satanist. He's also the one who invented pre-trib rapture. He's starting to see what's going on here, folks. All right. So in the New King James, you will see a subtitle above Luke 21:20. Okay, hold on just a second. I'll be right with you in a second. Let me just pause. And I'm back. Okay, so I got my work laptop here beside me. I can't help it. They're pushing me like a, you know, I have to. It's crazy. It's insane. All right, so anyway, let's get back to the Bible. The Destruction of Israel. That's the title. The Destruction of Israel. Imagine that. Everybody's like, wait. This is all good. We all love Israel. We visited Israel. We went with our church to visit Israel. It's all about Israel. Watch Israel. Don't you understand? Those are Schofield lies. The actual Jeremiah, I believe it's chapter 30, that if you understand your biblical timeline and you can put it on a timeline chart, if you have that technology and you understand how to do it, I've already had this conversation with Stephen Ben Noon, and anybody wants to argue with him is a kind of a nutbag. All right, in my opinion. Now, here's the deal. He agrees totally. We already nailed that down. All right, so the prophecy in Jeremiah, and like I said, I think it's 30, I'd have to go look it up, where it talks about the reestablishment of the state of Israel, etc. If you look at your timeline, that occurred quite a long time before the Roman Empire and the establishment of Israel during Christ's time on the earth. Get it? So when Schofield was trying to push everybody over to the 20th century or sometime in the future and everything, it was an intentional demonic deception. So is pre-trib rapture. Don't even get me going on Marvin Rosenthal and his book, The Pre-Wrath Rapture of the Church. And what if it is a barley harvest? What if it is a first watch, a second watch, and a third watch? Barley harvest, wheat harvest, and grape harvest. A lot of people don't want to believe that. Oh, I don't see that in the Bible. It's because you're spiritually blind, man. People have to open their eyes to the nuances, the details that are so vitally important, but most people can't do it. They're stuck in something they were taught 20 years ago, 15 years ago, or whatever the case is. In order to be able to see, you have to be able to dump. God told me to dump all the stuff that I was taught and to let him show me. Now, did I do a perfect job? Absolutely not. Who does a perfect job? Okay, so hold on just a second. Oh, goody, goody. Okay, boy. Everybody's excited because we're working on another gig with a gigantic client and all that kind of happy stuff. So, anyway, all good. So, destruction of Jerusalem. The destruction of Jerusalem. Pretty clear, huh? So, we know that we're part of the fig tree generation. We need to be watchful of things that have been prophesied in the past. Things like maybe Rachel Baxter's prophecy coming true, that there will be an event so big, so horrible, that nothing will stop us from going into World War III. What's to stop the Israeli Mossad from launching, you know, from detonating a nuke? That would push. The whole country would be, you know, everybody. It would be, they'd all fall. It'd be 100%. It would be over. It would be another Pearl Harbor. And we'd be going after Iran. Everybody'd be going, go, Trump, go. Bomb, 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 Iran, and all that other stuff. All right. Never mind that they have one of the fastest growing Christian populations in the entire world right now. Anyways, and Syria used to have more Christian churches in it than any other land in the Middle East. How about that? Guess who killed them all? Wiped them out. Yeah, you guessed right. Okay, so anyway, the destruction of Jerusalem. Now, is this going to happen tonight? No. Is it going to happen tomorrow? Probably not. It's going to be happening in a week. And I don't think so. We have the Dr. David O'Rourke prophecy, vision, dream, or whatever you want to call it, where God takes him there. He's actually physically there, and he's like, you know, looking around, and he can see it all happening. And he saw, essentially, Israel fly a jet, most likely an F-35, since they've already run two tests under the Biden administration, to see if they could get past the Russian and Iranian air defenses. Well, evidently, they pulled it off. And that would be a fulfillment if it proceeds forward, whereby O'Rourke said, there is a historic fire! A historic fire! Like the world has never seen! You're only going to get that with a nuke. A bunker buster isn't going to do that for you. But they're sending a bunch of Moabs over there anyways. We'll get to that in a second. So anyway, while we're seeing everybody just, oh, giggling and giddy over everything there, now we have men and women. We don't have, you know, strange, you know, things going on with, you know, and all these homosexual parades in the streets and blah, 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 blah. People can't get beside themselves. I mean, they're just absolutely flipping out. And that's all they ever want to talk about. They want to talk about the executive orders. They want to talk about the deportation. They don't care about the destruction of the families that have been here for 23 years. It doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter that Trump said he was only going to send out ones that were actually criminals. No, he changed his mind and said, no, we're going to send everybody out because they're all criminals. So, there are things happening that are very ugly. But, you know, when you don't see it, you don't see it, and nobody sees it. Hardly anybody sees it. A few people do, but not really. Not the way that you need to see it. And if you're going to be aware of the next pandemic, which we all want to be, because you don't even want to have the crummy little virus I got, I guarantee it. Let alone one of the creepy things that they're getting ready to do, or we can expect them to try to do. We'll see. But one thing's for sure, that ain't going to be in the Bible. Just like J. Vernon McGee said in his book, Through the Bible, God hath given us very few details. J. Vernon McGee. That's somebody I'm not going up against. He knew a lot more than he admitted. All right. Now, all that being said, let's take a look at the destruction of Jerusalem. I'm not, like I said, we got to hang in there, man. Hang in there. But watch, because these things are unfolding. Many are not seeing them. They don't see the evil. They don't understand the evil. They don't know where the evil's coming from. They just get giddy. Oh, we got another wonderful executive order. Now we can do this or that. You know, it's funny how many of the executive orders are actually being stopped right now. This threat to get rid of all the federal judges that are causing problems hasn't happened. Anna Paulina Luna talking about, oh, we're going to go ahead and do disclosure. Yeah, in your dreams. I mean, folks, and auditing the Pentagon? That would open up all the unacknowledged special access programs, which would talk about Dulce underground bases, reptilians walking around, and all this other creepy stuff. So they're not going to do it. They're going to try, but nobody's going to let that information out. It is not going to be let out. And the other thing is, Anna Paulina Luna, if you knew that she changed her name and you knew what she who she really was, yeah. Okay. Enough said. Okay, so, but when you see Jerusalem, this is the Bible, New King James, but when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Remember what they called the Antichrist? The abomination of desolation? Well, you think he's gone away, folks? I got news for you. He hasn't gone anywhere. All right, let's keep on going. Verse 21. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Flee to the mountains? Wow. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the Mitzver depart. Let those who are in the country enter her, who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Now let's think this over. Does this mean that they're not going to set off a nuke and blame Iran? Does it mean that there's not another pandemic coming out? No. We have to watch it all. It's part of our job. Jesus said a lot of times, believe me, I could pull up all the verses. Watch ye therefore. Watch. Watch and pray. These were not optional. These were mandates from the king. All right. So we're watching. Okay, next one up. No, by the way, verse 22 where it says, these are the days of vengeance. Guess what? When Jesus was reading the Isaiah scroll, I don't remember exactly where that was. I'd have to go back and look. But anyway, when Jesus was reading the Isaiah scroll in the synagogue, he stopped just before the mentioning of the days of vengeance. And he closed the Isaiah scroll and he sat down. And everybody was going like, why did he do that? Well, we know now, don't we? For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress upon the land and wrath upon this people. I don't understand that. I thought it was Israel, and God loved Israel, and everything's going to be just fine. And why would he do that? Come on, folks, please. This is the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews, but they are not. We already know that. All right, praise God. So we'll just keep on going. Oh, and by the way, Trump is in hook, line, and sinker. What's that all about? Does he think he's going to get a hall pass? Does he not realize that they believe he's what's called a useful goyim? And he ain't surviving. He just thinks he is. Oh, but I got Jared Kushner as my son-in-law and all that kind of stuff, so I got a hall pass. No, you don't. All right, so anyway, but you got to understand how they think. You got to understand the Talmud. You got to get all that stuff. It's pretty dark. It's pretty evil. You got the Noahide laws, the beheadings, and all the other things that go right along with the mark of the beast. And we got to get out of here. Praise God. So anyway, so you got the connection back to the Isaiah scroll reading by Jesus. And then it goes, but woe to those who are pregnant. And to those who are nursing babies in those days. Remember, this is out of the Olivet Discourse. This was when they asked Jesus directly, what should we look for? Lord, tell us, what should we be looking for? Bam! This is not calculus. Okay, so this is really exciting, actually. It says, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. Wrath. Whose wrath? God's wrath. The two most judged countries in the world are the United States and Israel. And that's a fact. The city without walls in Ezekiel 38 is the United States. It's going to get bad, folks. But I'm pretty sure we're going to be flying just before it gets its worst. Really pretty sure. All right, so anyway, and then it goes on, 24, and they will fall by the edge of the sword. Those are the people that are currently doing what they're doing in Israel. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Father, if I'm speaking incorrectly or I have something incorrect, I'm fine if you want to kill me now. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to die. I want to do your work, and I want to make you happy. And you, Jesus, especially, both of you. I can't help but think of you as separate, but I know you're all one. It's so awesome. Thank you, Holy Spirit, by the way. But anyway, then it goes, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. Woo. That's pretty serious. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you. This is how God is going to try his best to wake up the greatly deceived American church. Because he loves them. He loves people even when they're, well, really, really wrong. Now, what he does not love is when they teach people to sin. He does not like when they have iniquity and they teach people to have such iniquity so they commit multiple sins. And that's when things get ugly. And it's happening already. I've seen it. I've been getting notifications. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Matter of fact, some folks I've even called on the phone and, oh boy. Anyways. Then think about what does this mean? Trampled by the Gentiles until the fullness of the Gentiles is brought in. This is God's final wake-up call. It's basically him reaching his hand down from the heaven and smacking people in the head and saying, wake up! Pop, 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 pop. Can't you see? These aren't my people. So, I'll spare you the things that I know. I'll spare you the recordings that I have. I don't think you want to hear them. You can't unhear them. Let's put it that way. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just going to really hit to the point because, I would like to keep this to an hour because if I do keep it to an hour, I think it drives the point home concisely. And very focused. Now, I could sit here and read all kinds of blah, 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 blah. Iran will negotiate or we will bomb them, says Trump. Yeah. Like you weren't planning on it already. Sending Moab bombs to Israel. Not just one. A lot. They're implying that it's only one. No, it's more than one. And besides, the plane that they have to use to deliver the Moab is so big, it's not going to get past the Russian and Iranian air defenses. They have to use F-35s. So anyways, these things are all very critically important to understand. It's very critically important to understand that Jesus himself closed down that Isaiah scroll. Why? To call attention to what we just read. There's a reason for that. Praise God. Okay, so the fullness of the Gentiles, think about it. Does God not love the American church even though they've been kind of hoodwinked? Of course he does. What we seem to forget is John 3:16. How is it that the American church has completely forgot that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? That's 195 countries, 243 if you count the island nations. What is the problem with people understanding that everybody is included? Even the Christians in Syria, even the Christians in Iran, even the Christians that are in Palestine, many of which have already been murdered. Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive, please send angels down into their dreams and visions. Please, Father God, save their souls. Awaken them, Father, before it's too late, because things are getting ugly real fast. We know they are. Let's all continuously remember to pray in the morning to ask our Father to send angels, even into the spiritual realm, to catch the souls of the people that are about to go to the pit and rip them out of the hands of the demons of darkness in Jesus' name. Our prayer is very powerful. We're in a very dark place. God listens. He needs those of us who are at least a little bit awake at the driver's, in the driver's seat. A little bit. There aren't a lot, folks. Very few. All right, so I'm just not going to bother with the stuff that's not relevant to the end times. I want to focus on the things, and I know you do too, that are relevant to us going home. Who wants to stay in this alien demon infested rock? And boy, is it ever! And it's going to get a lot worse. Pray always to be counted worthy. Shall we not? I do. And I pray for you too, I guarantee it. All right, thank you, Jesus. So anyways, what I wanted to share with you is something that turned the tide just the last couple of days and put a smile on my face as big as the Grinch when he was staring down at Whoville. Hallelujah. Donald Trump's bullying of the Arab nations has completely bottomed out. Oh, he's lying about it, sure as can be. He's telling people, oh, the King of Jordan agreed to accept 2,000 babies or little children from... No, he didn't. He even went back to Jordan and said, I'd said nothing of the sort. Trump humiliated that man in front of the entire world by putting lies into his mouth. You know what? Do you think the other Arab nations are paying any attention? Do you think that maybe they already know what their fate is if it isn't stopped like now? Look, I'm not saying there aren't bad people on the Arab side as well. There is. There's all kinds of bad stuff that happens. I had a friend that served in the IDF for 5 years, personal friend. His name was Bill. And there's some pretty bad stuff that happens. It shouldn't happen. It's pretty satanic. Very evil. But coming from both sides. Now, so in the last, I'd say about little more than 24 hours or so, a sudden new dynamic opened up. And that new dynamic, I had to pause to cough. Occasionally I do still. And it hurts. What happened was all of the Arab nations started to kind of start singing the same song. No, Trump, no. Don't even ask. We're not buckling. We're not giving in. Get lost. We're not negotiating. Go away. The Yemenis are saying, you fool, Donald Trump. It's like amazing. I couldn't believe what I was seeing happening. For example, we'll start with this one here. I have it marked. The first one here that shows up on my little list was 4 hours. Oh, well, 4 hours from the sending of this. So I sent this to myself at February the 11th at 3:34 p.m. And it says Hamas rejects Trump's threat. Hamas dismissed Trump's warning that all hell will break loose if it does not release the hostages by Saturday at noon. Hamas spokesperson, blah, blah, blah. Trump must remember that there is an agreement that needs to be respected by both parties. Israel didn't agree. They didn't follow the ceasefire at all. They were still killing people all over the place. Surprised? Reflect back to what happened during... have you watched the movie Zero Days on Prime? What did Netanyahu do when they were building the... They were working in conjunction with the NSA, the CIA, and the Mossad, and they were all working together to put together what they call the Stuxnet virus, which was not called the Stuxnet, it's called Olympic Games. That was the actual name. The problem was, Israel was naughty, naughty, pants on fire, and they didn't wait for everybody else to get done with the coding, so they took it and they threw it out there so that it would get to the centrifuges, and unfortunately also got released to the rest of the world. And the way it was programmed was very, very well. It wouldn't have hurt anybody. It wouldn't even caught anybody's attention. But unfortunately, Israel did what Israel always does. And that's what they dagnabbit well please. Because they are not Jews. 80% of them are not. They're Khazarians. All right, so anyway, Synagogue of Satan. So, you know, all of a sudden, all these mysteries. Why have so many people written books? Why have so many people that have come on the radio show in the past been not correct? Not understanding what's really going on. So, after blocking off my next cough. All right, let's keep on moving through here so that we can get through these. I'm at the 40-minute mark. All right, the next one up is the leader of Yemen, Ansar Allah. He says, "You fool, do you not think the people of Gaza who resisted the bombings will sell their homeland to you? You know, our hand is on the trigger, and if Zionists blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing, so they got their hand, they're ready to go. Missiles will be fine in no time, really." All right, let's take a look at the next one. This stuff all started to happen just in a very short period of time. Next one up. "I can't have nukes. There are two ways to stop them, with bombs or a written piece of paper. And I think Iran is very concerned and scared that and would love to make a deal. Their deference is largely gone. I would love to deal with them without bombing them." No. Do you understand the concept of a lie? Well, guess what? You just heard one. All right. All right, so we move on, and we keep on looking at things. I'm just looking at... when I saw these things popping up, I was like going, oh my gosh, unbelievable. Okay, so then we have the next one that came in. All right, praise God. And this one here, let me find it. Waiting for it to pop up. Now, some of these things get censored because the otherworldly being known as Musk is doing such. A lot of that going on right now. Yeah, this one's not coming up. So we're just going to go ahead and move to the next one. Praise God. It says, breaking just in. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman request that Pakistan sends its fighter pilots to train their air forces. Why would they do that? Yeah, I think you're thinking down the right track. Kids, what do you think about all this? Kids, come on, snap out of it. See? I knew you would be happy about meeting with Jesus sooner than later. All right, so but you know what? You're still going to hang in there. Hang in there. Punch through. Race to race. Race to race. Don't fall to the side and start to cry like me. Don't do that. Keep racing the race. Race to race. Get the crown. Okay, we'll get there. Hang in there. All right, next one up. Breaking, King of Jordan Abdullah. I reiterated Jordan's steadfast position against the displacement of the Palestinians. So he's angry now because Trump humiliated him in front of the entire world by putting words in his mouth. Next one up. Egypt has closed the door on any proposal to allocate land for Gaza residents. Well, not only that, and I'll tell you a little unknown fact. Egypt is rolling tanks and all kinds of armor right up the southern border of Israel. They ain't playing. This ain't going to have a good outcome. Well, for us, yes, but, you know. Praise God, thank you, Jesus. So we just got to keep your head together. Don't sell the farm. Keep watching. Keep praying. Pray a lot. Pray for all the souls that are going to lose their lives. Even the bad people. We hate to sin, but we still have to love the sinner just like Jesus does. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Believe me, they don't. If they had any idea where they're going to end up, they would totally change their mind. But they don't. They tell everybody Jesus is boiling in a vat of feces forevermore. And we know that's not true, right? Of course. Sorry, kids. I know you didn't like to hear that, did you? I know. Neither did I, but that's what they're telling everybody. Okay. So Egypt has closed the door on a proposal for the allocated land of Gaza residents. The next one up. Get this. Ready? Kim Jong-un pipes in and he says the Palestinian people are suffering from the atrocities of Israel. This must be given. They must be given complete freedom. Now remember, Dr. David O'Rourke saw in one of his many vivid visions Kim Jong-un getting pretty upset, sinking in a United States aircraft carrier. Confirmed by Godzilla 7, who saw the same thing. Confirmed by Nathan Liao, who saw the same thing. We have so many confirmations of that, we know it's going to happen. It's coming right up. And then he's going to turn his guns directly toward Seoul. It's going to get pretty bumpy. Next one up. Kim Jong-un once again declares that the United States is behind all conflict and bloodshed in the world. Oh, come on. Surely we're not. Okay. All right. So anyway, yep, Babylon the Great for a good reason. There's a reason why God's going to use Putin to, fulfill Revelation 18. Okay, so just check in with Henry Groover, Dimitri Dudeman, A.A. Allen. They all saw the same thing. The United States getting destroyed by submarine-launched nuclear missiles. Where did they come from, for crying out loud? Yep, Putin. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, checking my time. Still pretty much on the clock. Okay. All right, so we're moving forward. Let's take another look. Got a lot of stuff about Palantir in here, using artificial intelligence technologies to kill over 150,000 Palestinians. I could play for you, but I'm not going to, but I could play for you doctors' testimonies. The Doctors Without Borders people that were there, the surgeons. What they said about the bullets and where they went. I don't want to tell you. All right. More mysterious fog happening. Where is it coming from? Creeping across Florida. Oh, you leave us alone, you naughty, naughty alien beings, you fallen angelic creatures, you Elon Musks of the world. Pyongyang, once again, not happy about what's going on. That's a surefire sign that we're hitting a point where there's going to be a big old bump. Oh, it's so much more. Breaking, Egypt has announced its intention to propose a comprehensive reconstruction plan for Gaza that emphasizes keeping... They're like saying, baloney! Another one. Iran warns the United States, we have no range limits to our weapons. That's pretty interesting. No range limits to their weapons? What do they got hidden in those underground, like, multi-mile long? They got jets. They got all kinds of stuff. I've seen the videos. It's amazing. It's pretty spooky stuff. I'm pretty sure they have the technologies that we don't, the hypersonic missiles and all that. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of surprises. I really don't want to be here for it, but fullness of the Gentiles, fullness of the Gentiles. This is going to be God's way of, like I said, waking up the American church and all of the, you know, Seven Mountains Mandate people. Pop, 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 pop. Take those flags down. Stop planning your next vacation in Israel. You know, it's just nuts. I could tell you some stories and it would just, you wouldn't believe what your mind would bend. All right, next one up. Palestine publicly rejects Trump. And they come right forward. Now, you know what? I just want you to know this because it's just too cool, too amazing to be true, but it is true. So I go to Copilot's AI, to pose a question. Copilot I find to be relatively trustworthy, believe it or not. But I also know how to manipulate such technologies. So I said to it, who created Hamas? And it said, oh, this, that, and any other thing. And are you okay with the answer and everything? And I said, no, you are incorrect. I'm very disappointed with your answer. There, what about the CIA and the Mossad? And all of a sudden it sprung to life and said, oh, yeah, well, and then it lines up this whole page of information about how the Mossad and the CIA was involved in creating Hamas in the first place. And oh my gosh, we're talking about one false flag after another false flag after another false flag after another false flag after another false flag with the intent of creating the greater Israel with the intent of ushering in the Antichrist with the help of Babylon the Great from a high-level Scottish Rite Mason and probably a fallen angel. Pretty sure. Those facial expressions were too weird. And this thing he's got in his head about going to Mars. I mean, come on, please. Anyways, we've already been to Mars. That happened with the Montauk chair and crying out loud. It's just unreal. All right. So we got Kim Jong-un in on it. We keep on going down the list here. Egypt continues to make statements. Palestine publicly rejects Trump. Egypt's president rejects Trump. And by the way, Trump is like, you know, telling the Egyptian president, you need to come to the White House so I can put words in your mouth. And the Egyptian president is like, not right now. It's getting real interesting, folks. Okay. Oh, yeah. And here it is. So here's what AI said when I corrected it. It said, historically, there have been claims and reports suggesting that both Mossad, Israel's National Intelligence Agency, and the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States, had some level of involvement or influence in the region during the time Hamas was established. Fascinating. Always remember to question the large language model. There's things called hallucinations. They're programmed to answer in certain ways. But if you call them to the table, they'll oftentimes drop the ball. Pretty neat. But you got to know it. All right, next thing up, let's see, keeps on going. It just keeps on going. It keeps getting better and better and better. Iran warns the United States we have no range of our weapons have no range limits. They're looking literally right at Trump's face and saying, bring it on, man. Here we are. Come on. We're ready. Let's do it. To Trump. Okay. Egypt's president again comes out and publicly makes a rejection. Russia Today, it says, Israel dares West Bank Nam refugee camp to leave or die. Well, Putin is watching. Putin is watching. Who's a really, really close, really, really close trade partner with Putin? Iran. But hey. Right? Egypt's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Israel must end its occupation of Palestinian territories. Iranian President Pezhankian. I can't say it right. He says, we will never submit to foreign oppressors. War Egypt breaking. Egypt ordered military brigades to the Sinai region bordering Israel to maintain their highest level of war readiness. That's from the Iran Observer. See, part of the trick is you got to start watching what the other side is saying. Because if you listen to the devil, you're going to hear the lies from the devil. Get it? Now, like I said, there's good and bad on both sides. Nobody's angels. This is a mess. And it requires our prayers. But it also requires us to be awake and aware. Praise Jesus. We are entering in to Luke 21:20. This is a very important time. A shift. Keep your eyes watching close. Don't believe the rhetoric coming out of the White House. Believe me, it's no less a bag of rubbish than what we were hearing under Biden and Kamala Harris. It's just a different, what do you call it? A different mixture to trick people into thinking everything's just fine. Look over there. Look over there. We're going to do disclosure. You know, oh, Jesus, this is absolutely crazy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is good. This is good for all of us. We need to get excited again. All right. Egyptian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Iranian President Pezhankian, whatever his name, Pezhankian or whatever, Turkey, Turkey's Erdogan, Israel must end the occupation of Palestinian terror. I've always thought he was the king of the north. Why would you say the king of the north is Russia? The people that were saying those things like, 30, 40, 50 years ago and stuff, I love them. Some of my favorite teachers and preachers and pastors of all time. Bought their albums when I was like 10 years old and listened to them, believe it or not. Other kids were out playing and doing normal things. I'm sitting there listening to Jack Van Impe on my War with Russia album. Well, he was right about that. All right. Turkey's Erdogan. Look out. 2 million man army. 2 million man army. Lebanese resident. I'm sorry. Lebanese president. Israel must fully withdraw from Lebanon territory by February 18th. Ticky-tocky. Breaking. North Korea rejects Trump's proposal to take over Gaza. Again. Well, let me tell you something. Kim Jong-un, he's pumped. He is pumped. Now, I've seen little snide comments from people who have no clue what's going on and saying things like, well, Rocketman's just a little upset right now because nobody's paying him any attention. And I'm like going, uh-oh. Folks aren't getting stuff. They're going to get it. All right. North Korea rejects Trump's proposal to take over Gaza, relocate. Breaking news. Listen to this. Saudi crown prince categorically rejects the forced displacement of the Palestinians. Did you hear that? Remember that Pastor Biggs prophesied or said he had a vision or something of a financial collapse shortly after Trump took office? Can you say ding, ding, ding? That's the third seal. I don't like it. I hope it doesn't mean my bank account's going to disappear. Thank goodness I'm in a, I'm not in a bank. I'm in a trade, whatever they call it. But anyway, there's supposed to be some protection there, but not, I don't think so much. So anyway, the Saudi, look, we're sitting on $2 quadrillion of real estate derivatives. That's like saying what happened in 2008 was a 15-year-old popping a, on his chin. Okay? The difference is so huge that words cannot describe. Elon Musk is not going to be allowed to audit the Pentagon, uncover unacknowledged special access programs any more than Donald Duck will. And Anna Paulina Luna can say whatever she wants to say, but they're never going to tell her about Dulcie. They're never going to tell her about the hundreds of underground bases. They're never going to tell them about the reptilians, the mill labs, the other things that they're doing, the hybrids that they're creating, that they've been stealing embryos from people with abductions and creating alien-human hybrids and all the other creepy things that are going on. They ain't going to tell them. No matter what they do. No matter what they do. Praise God. So anyway, we're sitting at the 58-minute mark. I wanted to come in, take a moment. That's the nice thing about these fast-hitting, quick programs, because we're able to go ahead and body slam the information out, get you jacked up, get you excited, get you on your knees and dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and stop being depressed. Do not be like me. Because then you have to go on a keto diet and all that other stuff and get the, hormones working again. And all that other chemical stuff that goes on between your brain. Next thing is working out. That's going to be tough. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Excuse me. One last little cough. Hold on. So anyway, praise Jesus. Thank you for joining us tonight. I pray for all of you. I pray that you pray for me as well. because I need it just as much as anybody. It's easy to get bummed out. It's easy to get depressed. It's easy to say things like, I've heard that all before. It's easy to say, oh, how long is this going to take? Oh, it's going to take too long for me. It's easy to go running to the next person that's going to tell you the rapture's next week, which is absolutely a ridiculous thing to do. We need to look at the stuff. We were told by the Lord through prophecies, which is how he communicates with people. Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God does nothing without first revealing it through his servants the prophets. But the problem is, it's been a hodgepodge of ugly ever since, 2019 and the pandemic and all the other things that were going on. And a lot of I'm not going to get into all the details, but folks, I'm just telling you, right now, remembering the prophecies from Dr. David Aurora back in 2013, remember the prophecies from Sister, Bonnie in 2013 when she was knocking it out of the park. Some of the stuff lately, we don't have to worry about that. We have been blessed with having an incredible elephant-like remembrance of visions of Aurora, of God's Healer 7 visions going back. God's Healer 7, did you know that they started almost exactly the same time that this radio show began? That's amazing. I remember the days when me and Zen Garcia would be sending back pictures of people that had lizard eyes. We busted so many people. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you were all blessed. I pray that you prayed with me that as we open up the program, and take this to heart. Be excited. Keep your eyes open. And please don't get discouraged. Because when you get discouraged, guess what? You're missing out on some of the most amazing things that will never happen again on this earth. Because we're going to be long gone. I feel bad for those who are left behind. I'm talking about even the wheat harvest people. Because by then, in my opinion, the Apophis asteroid or whatever, which is supposed to hit around 2029. Oh, by the way, NASA's messing with, facts and figures, trajectories, and all that kind of stuff to throw people off track. There's a reason why 2030 was the big year. There's a reason why there's an Anunnaki spaceship, and everybody's talking about it. I look at people talking about it on Twitter, and I'm like, no, it's not. It's a... But I'm not allowed to chime in. So I just kind of let them babble. All right. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us tonight. And I pray that every single one of you is blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you all. And we will talk again probably sooner than you think. Pipes International. Excellent opportunities to see.
So gentle, so healing, so tenderly, you caress the heart. Your authority brought forth the mountains, commanding the morning and universe. The one true king. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. You are Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. You are Lord. Every knee. That has ever ruled this earth.